Good morning, Drift Run Church. You got a special special messenger today, I guess you could say. Praise God. I haven't been here for a couple of weeks, but praise the Lord. I'm thankful to be back. Alita, we don't have to see the tomb, an empty tomb, to know He lives, do we? Praise God. I was thinking that when you was testifying. I know that He lives right here in my heart, and I know that He lives in your heart here this morning. I wanted to be here so bad this week, and I kept asking the Lord about it, and a guy come to me yesterday, another supervisor, and he come to me and said, "Hey, Dave, I would like to have Saturday off, and I'll give you Sunday off if we switch places." It didn't take me too long to say yes to that one. So praise God. I'm just thankful to be here this morning. Very thankful. If you would, turn to Matthew, the 23rd chapter. I'm going to be over there. I'll get to the verses here in a little bit. While you're turning there, let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer this morning. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I come with thanksgiving in my heart, Lord. I thank You for Your mercy. I thank You for Your love. I thank You for all that You do for us, Lord. I thank You for the opportunity, Lord, that You've given us to stand behind this sacred desk, Lord. I pray, Father, for all those that have gathered this way here this morning. I pray that their minds and their hearts would be open to Your word this morning, Lord. I pray, Father, that it would touch, Lord, that it would uplift, that, Father, that it would draw us closer to You as way as it intended to do. And Lord, we'll give You the praise and we'll give You the glory for it all. In Jesus' name we pray and ask, and amen. Amen. I know it's already been done, but I want to welcome each and every one of you here this morning, those visiting, those that are here every Sunday. You know, just come in here to worship the Lord and to praise Him and to get what He has for you out of the service here this morning. You know, I don't know how long you've been here, whether you've been here for a while, whether you're here every Sunday, but I want this church to be a welcoming church. A church that welcomes those here, that you know what, that they're welcomed here in love, that they're welcomed here in everything that God wants us to do for them. Amen? That's what He wants us to do. I'm going to be in Matthew 23rd chapter. I'll start with the 13th verse here in a minute, but I got a question for you. I got a question for you this morning. Is the devil for or against religion? Let me ask you. I'm just asking you straight out. You don't have to answer. But I'm going to tell you right now, you're exactly right. The devil absolutely loves religion. Do you know that? He loves it. He loves it. As a matter of fact, the devil will use religion to oppose the gospel of Jesus Christ. He does it every time and all the time. Where there's religion involved, I'm here to tell you this morning that you know what? That the devil will try to use that to oppose the true gospel of Jesus Christ. The devil started religion in the Garden of Eden. We know that's where he started it. And let me tell you why. In Genesis 3:5, you don't have to turn it, but you can if you want to. "For God doeth know that in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." Knowing good and evil. Listen to me. Is it not the case today? Is it not the case today that where so many times people think that they are gods? They think that they know what's best and that they know how to do this thing. That they know how to take and handle churches and handle how salvation works. They think this kind of stuff. Satan saying to Eve, "I'm going to tell you how to do it. I'm going to tell you how to do it. How that you can be just like gods." I'm here this morning to tell you, and that's going to be part of my sermon. I'm going to be talking about false religion this morning. That's what I want to talk about. And it's not going to be about what you think sometimes about it. Because you know what? I'm here to tell you this morning something that I truly believe this morning in my heart. You know what? We can talk about Buddha. We can talk about all them, and I have. But I'm here to tell you this morning that there are more false doctrines, more false religions in Christianity than what you may think out there today, that you may comprehend. Listen to me. There are churches, and they have church services. They'll have singing. They will teach. They'll, you know what? And they'll have all kinds of social gatherings. But listen to me. There's no power in them. There's no power in them sometimes. There's not. I want to tell you something this morning, Sarah. There are churches out there that wouldn't know the Holy Spirit if it hit them in the head with a two before. You think I'm lying? They wouldn't. And I'm here to tell you, the Bible tells me, without the Spirit of God, you're none of His. So what are they? What did you say, preacher, you're being judgmental? No, I'm telling you, by their fruit you shall know them. Because you stand in, you know what? I'm here to tell you this morning, just because you stand in the middle of a garage doesn't make you a car. Amen? Just because there's a name above a building, just because there's a name above the building that says it's the first church of whatever, doesn't make it a church in the theme of the way God wants it to be a church. I'm here to tell you, just because it says that it is a church does not mean that it is a church. Too many churches have become religious. That's why God has been dealing with me since the first of the year. And he has been dealing with me he said, Dave, you know what? You let me guide this. You let me do this. And I'm going to let him do it. That's why, you know, I want to tell you something. Too many churches have become religious. And I do not. I do not want me to become religious. And I do not want this church to become religious. I want us to continue to grow in the grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Listen, I can stand up here and say all the right things. Do you understand that? I can stand up here and say the perfect, pretty little things that everybody wants to hear. And they wouldn't know. I can do that. I can say those things. And we could come here and gather here and just have service after service, and it would be nothing more than a gathering place. Nothing more. If you would, turn with me over to Matthew 23:13, if you would. Something the Lord has put upon my heart to do as well. Would you stand for the reading of God's Word, please? I have fought that and I'm tired of fighting it. We're going to stand to read God's Word, if you can stand. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shall shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for ye neither go in yourselves, neither ye suffer ye them that are in entering in to go in. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses, and for a penance make long prayers, therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye compass the seas and land to make proselytes, and when he is made, ye make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. I want you to get that and listen to what he just said there. And I'll get back to that here in a little bit. Woe unto ye blind guides, for which ye say, whosoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing, but whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor. Ye fools and blind, for whether he is greater the gold or the temple that sanctifieth the gold. And whosoever shall swear by the altar, it is nothing, but whatsoever sweareth by the gift that is upon it, he is guilty. Ye fools and blind, for whether it greater the gift or the altar that the sacrifice to give. Whosoever therefore shall swear by the altar, sweareth by it and by all things thereon. And whosoever shall swear the temple, sweareth by it and by him that dwelleth therein. And he that shall swear by heaven, sweareth by the throne of God and by him that setteth upon it. All right, you may be seated. Thank you this morning. You may be seated. Back at verse 13, it starts out by saying this, but woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for ye neither go in there yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering in to go in. I want to tell you something this morning. Do you know where religion starts at? Religion starts right behind this pulpit. Do you know that? It starts by what me and Jamie preach and by what every other preacher preaches out here. I want you to understand this morning that I want to be able to preach the Word of God without favor, without being ashamed of it, and I will, Lord willing, as long as He gives me breath, I am going to plan on doing that this morning. And from here on out, I believe that we become too religious whenever we take the Word of God and we try to bend it around to make it something that it is not. The Pharisees, they were great about it. They were the religious people of the time. And that's what they were doing. They were saying, they said, you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for ye neither go in yourselves. Listen to me. If I do not get on my knees and feel the Holy Spirit of God, I love what you talk about. The preacher preached for years. Ended up getting saved. You say, how can that be? It can be. It can be. There are people that attend church Sunday after Sunday, year after year, and do not know that the Holy Spirit is meant to come into their lives and have never received Jesus into their hearts. And you think to yourself, how can that be? It can be. It can be. There are people that do not know the true meaning of accepting Jesus Christ into their hearts. And you know what? These guys here, these Pharisees, that's what they were doing. They were really good about giving the word. They were really good about taking the law and giving the law out there and doing all manner of things like that. But they had no idea the true intent of what God intended them to have and to be. If they had just opened up their eyes to see what God had intended. God's only Son was right there. I'm here to tell you this morning, I want to offer Jesus Christ to you this morning. The only way that you can be born again is to know Jesus Christ as your Savior. It doesn't make any difference if mommy and daddy has went to church all their lives and you come with them. That doesn't make you saved. It doesn't make you saved. You have to accept Him for yourself. You have to know that you are born again for yourself here this morning. Listen, I had great in-laws. I had great aunts and uncles. They were saved. I know that they were saved. And I believe one of these days I'm going to see them in heaven. But you know what? That's because I accepted Jesus, not because of the works that they had done. It's what I have to do for myself. What I have to do for myself. I cannot go to heaven on tink salvation. I cannot take my kids. My kids can't go on my salvation. They have to work out your own salvation in fear and in trembling. You've got to do that. Folks, there's no life. There's no power in some of these churches. And you say, well, preacher, and again, I say this all the time. You think, well, you're judging them. No, I'm not. Whenever the Spirit is not there, I'm not judging them. God is judging them. Because they know, they have to know this. Too many churches are religious. Too many of them are. They're just way too religious anymore. And you know what? Praise God, we need the power of God in our life. Is anyone who may listen? I want to, anyone who may listen to this sermon over the internet, if they're taping or what, I'm going to talk to them for a minute. You're here and you can hear me. If you're in a church this morning that is just going through the motions, that is just that has the power of God is not in there, I'm going to tell you this morning, get out of that church this morning. Amen? Get out of it. Get to some place where God can deal with you. Get to some place where the Spirit of God is flowing and the people are receptive to the Spirit flowing.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
The Bible's telling you to get out of there. It says this, and it tells this. It says, and many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. And it goes on to say, from such turn away. It's what it says, from such turn away. We've got to get out of that. Get out of that mode of thinking, you know what? I've been going to this church forever. And I've been here forever. My parents went here. I don't want to leave because that is not the reason to stay in a church. Am I right? That is not the reason to stay in any churches because your parents have went there or your great-grandparents or your grandparents have went there. The reason you should be in a church is because you're getting your soul fed.
Amen. That's right.
That is the reason you should be there. If you are in a church for any other reason, I'm here to tell you this morning, you are in that church for the wrong reason. You need to get your soul fed. You need to be able to grow in grace and knowledge and understanding. Listen, it says in the last days, there will be many, listen to me, in the last days, there's going to be all kind of religion. And we're living in that day and age right now. Am I right? There's all kind of religion out there right now. You know, Romans 1:25 says this. You know, it says, who changed the truth of God into a lie. That's what happened. They changed the truth of God into a lie. Folks, any church, any organization, any individual that does not hold up Jesus Christ as the way to heaven, that church is false religion. That is a devilish religion. False religion is... It's good to listen to me. False religion is good to make people the way what they. You know what happens whenever some people go into churches? They want to go into churches. Thank you, Lord. They want to go into churches and they want to sit down and they want to get comfortable. Amen? I hope and pray you never get comfortable in this church. Amen? I hope you understand what I'm saying. I hope and pray that you never get comfortable in this church. I want you to grow. I want you to be blessed. But you know what? If I am doing what the Lord wants me to do, there are going to be sermons that you are going to talk to you, and you're going to say, man, love, I need to get into the Word. I need to find out what's going on.
Amen. Amen.
Right? If you're going to a church to be comfortable, if you're going to a church because the music is great, amen. If you're going to a church because the seats are padded, if you're going to a church because you know what, we get out on time, you don't need to come to this church. Amen. We want to mind the Lord. We want to mind the Spirit of God. That's what it's about. Oh, if it was up to me, the clocks would be off the wall. You know what? When the Spirit of God is moving, when the Spirit of God is going, you know what? Praise God. That is what we need to mind. It is not man. It is not man. We mind what the Lord wants us to do. Praise God. My focus this morning is on Christianity and how we can be. Let's read this morning down through in the 15th verse. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! For you can pass the sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, ye make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. Do you know what he's talking about? He's talking about doing missionary work for the Jews is what he's talking about. That's what he said. And I'm going to tell you about Christianity. Missionary work is great. It's awesome. But if we are not giving them the right things about Jesus Christ, or if we're not taking them, giving them the Word of God in the right way, it is wrong. It is not right.
Right. Amen.
And we look at that and you say, well, oh man, preacher, you know what? We have to spread. Yes, we have to spread the Word. But the Word has to be true. The Word has to be right. It cannot be something that you know what, that we make up in our own minds. Woe to you blind guides, which say, whosoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing, but whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor. Listen to me. I'm here to tell you right now. I want you to understand something right now. Greg did a good thing when he lined out what he talked about the church and what we'd went through to get where we are at here today. There isn't a one of us here to worship this church building. I can talk to all these people in here, and I can tell you right now, we never come here to worship this church building. The Lord has made it and intended us to use this as a way to touch the community, as a way to touch souls out here. That's what it's about. Yes, there have been times that we come through here. We don't always agree in here. We don't. And if you go to a church where everybody agrees, I would like to see it. I've never seen one church yet, and I've been in a bunch of them. But that's not the way. We have got to agree on wanting to get people saved, on wanting to see people grow. Amen. That's what it's about. Our focus should be on getting people to know Jesus Christ as their Savior. Amen. Can you say to yourself, I don't like the preaching or the teaching? You know what? Have you ever, there are people that go into churches, like I said, they want to be comfortable. And they're there, and maybe they don't like the preaching and teaching because it makes them feel comfortable. You know what I mean? I hope and pray, and I'm not to be honest, but I hope and pray that, you know what, that you get something out of my sermons. I hope that you do. I hope and pray that you do. I pray for that whenever I'm trying to get them ready. But listen to me. If it makes you uncomfortable, it's not because I'm trying to pick at you. I don't know half the people's lives, and I barely know my own kids' lives sometimes. And then you think, oh yeah, I'm just here to tell you. You know what they do and what they say out of here, but you know what? I do know the Lord knows.
Amen.
And if He wants something preached, and if He wants something said that needs to be said in this church, and it's going after you, and it's dealing with your soul, listen to me, you take that up with Him.
Amen. That's right.
You take it up with Him. Listen, religion for too long has allowed people to get comfortable in the pews without the Spirit dealing with them. You wonder why there's no power in the churches, Patty. We wonder why there's no saving power. You know what? Listen to me. Years ago, and you've heard this story, and I've heard it, and I know these to be true. They would have church services in churches that didn't have air conditioning. They would have church services where the pews weren't padded. They would have church services where there was no clock on the wall. They would have all these church services, and praise God, they would have a church. They would have revival.
Amen.
And you wonder why there's no power in the churches today? Because we are too worried about everything else. We're too worried about everything else except seeing God's word, seeing His thing, seeing things done in His name and in His glory. Too much religion. Too much religion. Too much worrying about the, you know, too much worrying about everything else except for what is important. What is important to you? Let me ask you. You don't have to answer it out loud, but you know in your heart what is important to you when you come into a church service. What is important to you? Is it seeing the Spirit of God move? Is it important to you to see people blessed? Is it important to you to see that for someone here that needs the Lord, that you know what, that the Spirit is moving so much upon them that it will draw them to an altar? Is that important to you? I hope it's important to everybody in here. Because you know what? Religion will tear that down. It will. If we put ourselves in too much of a box, it will tear us down if we're not careful. I'm here this morning to tell you, you know what? I want to praise Him. Amen. I want to give Him the glory that He deserves. Amen? That He deserves. Praise God this morning, Brother Dale. Praise the Lord this morning. He is such a good God. We say that. He is such a... We sing a song. And listen to me. Listen, I want you to understand that. We sing the songs, we praise and worship. But what are the songs saying to you? Not just because they sound good. Right? Listen to the words. Amen. My chains are gone. Amen? Amen? Are your chains gone this morning? Amen. He's a chain breaker. Listen to me. People walk around with chains on them, and I'm talking about the lost, and I'm talking about some Christians. They walk around with chains on them, not knowing that God has already done the work, and religion has made them feel that they are okay, that it's safe. I'm here to tell you this morning, praise God, He is a chain breaker.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Not because it sounds good on a guitar, because the words. Amen. Because of the words of it. He is that way. I love Him. I love what He does for people's lives. Listen, if I did not believe that He could still change people's hearts, I would fold the book up and get down out of here. You understand that? I'm not lying to you. If I did not believe that He could still change people's lives, I would sit down. But I'm here to tell you this morning, I believe He can change lives. He can change them. I don't know what you're going through here this morning. There is somebody here this morning that may be going through something. But I'm here to tell you, religion will not do it, but Jesus Christ, through His Holy Spirit, will do it.
Amen.
It can do it. It can break it. It can get you to where you need to be. I say this, and I know maybe you got to get that. You got to give it all to Him. You don't keep anything. You don't keep one little bit of it. You got to give it all to Him. Because if you're up here, it's just like our lesson this morning. You know what? If you're begrudging giving any money in that offering plate, just keep it. It ain't going to do you no good. I'm going to tell you right now. If you're begrudging giving any time to the Lord, don't do it. You think I'm sounding mean? I'm not. I'm just telling you the truth. Don't do it. Don't do it. He wants you to do it with a willing heart. If you're coming up here to give everything to Him, you're coming up here with a willing heart, give it all to Him.
Amen.
Give it all to Him. He wants that. He wants that out of us. Praise God. These Pharisees, whenever I got to looking at that, and I thought, man, why, that's like a lot of the churches today. Look at a lot of the churches today. They're not saved. Some of the people standing behind these pulpits aren't saved. So they're in turn, they don't care if their congregation grows or gets saved either. I'm here this morning to tell you, I care. I want to see you grow. I want to see every one of this. I want to see everybody saved that's in this church and in our families. I want to see that. Through the grace of God, I want to see that. Praise the Lord this morning. He is such a good, good God. He, you know what? It goes on down. Woe unto you, scribes, in 27. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. For ye liken to a whited sepulchre, which indeed appears beautiful outward, but are within full of dead man's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous. You appear righteous. There are those, Bible says the devil can appear as an angel of light.
That's right.
You know that? He can appear like, it's all right. I'm good. I'm just follow me. Just follow me. They'll give you enough scripture to make it seem right. Give you pieces of it. I'm here this morning to tell you, listen to me. There are those people that are going to look great on the outside, Ron. Some of them are. But on the inside, there's nothing there. There's nothing there. And I'm here to tell you this morning, that is what's wrong with the churches today. That is what's wrong with them. I'm not talking just in America. I'm talking around the world. Because you know what? Christianity goes to more than that. So we can gripe about Muhammad. We can gripe about Buddha. We can gripe about all the other religions you want to, about being false. But I'm here to tell you, I believe they are false. But you know what? Christianity's got some stuff in their closet as well. Amen? We do. And you know what? It's time that we get it out. It's time that we serve Him in spirit of power and in truth. Amen? Praise God. I'm done this morning. Let's say, come give a song.